This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're holding Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Chof Hey. Elisha ben Avuya, the famous Tana, as we know, he was mentioned already earlier, Mishnah Yud, he was the Rebbe of Remeya. He was from the four Chacham, the Gemara Chagigah Gedal says, went to the paradise. They were Oisig, which means in Chochmas HaNister, in the hidden parts of Torah, Ma'aseh Breishis, Ma'aseh Merkava, and Besoyif, he was Kitzib Netiyos, he went to Tar Basra, Nebuch, he was Nebuch, Nefach Lamin, and from then on he was called Acher. However, a man never left him, and he always learned Torah Mipiv. And Chazal tells because of Meir, it says, Rimoy Motza Toichol Ochol V'Klibos Zorg. He found the pomegranate, he ate the inside, he threw out the peel. And Meir was very close to him, and Chazal tells only the Meir who was trying to Tamachol could do that. Others have to be careful not to do it if you're not holding on the Madreg, if you're not a Talmud Chochol. The Gemara says in Tanis Tav Zayin, if you're not a Talmud Chochol, you shouldn't be one who learning from per person who has become an Apikoidus. Now, the Gemara tells an interesting Maisi Rishalmi that when he was getting close to death, Elisha ben Avuya, so Remeya, who always clung to his Rebbe, even though his Rebbe went off, he still learned from him. So his Remeya said to his Rebbe that he should do tshuva. So Elisha said, and if I do, they're going to makabel me. So Remeya told him, this is Rishalmi Chagiga Perek Beis, Loch Aleph, Remeya told him, it says, Toshif Anish Radaka, that even if a person's on his deathbed and holding by his last breath, if he does tshuva, the makabel him. But he said, Shah, he was Bacha, Elisha, and he was lifted a mace, and Remeya was very happy. That Lachoy, he said, it seems that mitoch tshuva, he was nifta, his Rebbe was nifta. So Elisha ben Avuya said, Adam Yeled, somebody who learns when he's a young lad. Yeled, a young lad. Lamahu doime, what's he comparable to? Diyoik suva anir chodosh, like ink that's written on a fresh piece of paper. And when you write on a fresh piece of paper, paper that wasn't used before, it's very clear. The words are very, very clear, very, very easy to read, and they don't get rubbed out so easy. So too, when a person learns young, his mind is fresh, and the things that he learns get embedded into that mind, and they're not easily forgotten. That's a loymit yelet. As the Rav tells you, miskayim, it has kiyim, it'll continue on. As the early years of a person's life, they're not forgotten. As the Gemara says in Shabbos Chof Aleph, Giyus the Yankis, Giyus the Yav, Rashi says, Meskayim Tvei, and Shabbos Chof Aleph, and Beis. That's a very, very important thing. A person should try to hop around when he's young to learn as much as possible because he has that fresh mind, which is very impressionable, and things remain in that mind for a long time. That's the Yog Suvani Yachodesh. But if you learn when you're older, you got to an older age, that is Lamahu Doimel, the Yog Suvani Yachodesh. It's like ink that's written on the Niyar Mochoik on a piece of paper that the first Ksav, the earlier writing, was erased. They write it again. That type of paper, it's not so easy to read. Everything's nice, a little bit unclear. It's hard to read. It's easier to get erased, to get rubbed out. So in Mela, that's the sort of learning when you're older. It doesn't go in so easily, and it's forgotten quickly. And the Gemara and Chazal tell us in Avos Terem Nosim, Perek Chof Dalet, Haloim Torah B'Yaldusoi, Divrei Torah Nivloim B'Domov, the words of the Torah get soaked in, embedded in his blood. They come out of his mouth very clear, very, 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 without any mistakes, without any bilbo, without any confusion. But you learn Torah when you're older, ain't to be turned if you learn, but don't, you have to be for Russia, it doesn't come out so clear. So the Mela, everybody say, the person has to use out his early years to know and understand it's so precious because whatever goes in then, it stays in for a very long time. It becomes part of embedded in your head. You get older, it's much more, it's harder, but Lamaisa, even when you're old, if you learn with a fresh kite, if you learn like a child, if you learn like a youngster, and we used to see many Do'ilim, I used to see a member of Shmuel Birnbaum, he was an older man, but you saw how he learned, even in his old days, like he used to say he looked like a young bacha learning. So that freshness helps to keep it fresh, keep it smooth, keep it clear. So it's very, very important. No matter when you learn, it should be with that cheshek, with that geshmak, with that youthfulness. That's what it says about Yeshua. He was a nar lo yomesh b'yitach oil. In fact, we showing him nar. He was 52 years old. Yeshua was somebody who, even no matter he was even in his later years, he learned like he was a nar. And that's what we said many times. The face of the kruvim. We're baby-faced. Why? To teach us that when you approach the Torah, it has to be with a youthfulness. As Shmuel Rozovsky said, a youthfulness, a freshness, an excitement, like a child. When the first child learns, it just sees, the first thing time for a child sees a car, for anything, first time, for anything a child sees, he's excited because it's fresh, new. He's a little young kid. He never saw these things before. These things remain embedded. So too, we always have to learn like a youthful kid, no matter how old are you, like a baby. With the Kruvin, thank you for listening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.